The fans are flooding into Lone Martin Field as we get ready for a packed crowd to celebrate America's birthday a day early from Rancho Cucamonga. Coming up next, it's game three of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Lone Martin Field. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Wednesday, July 3rd night, as we get ready for Rawhide baseball and Visalia. Boy, they've been a fun team to watch over the last 9 days, and last night was no different. Visalia tacking on 13 runs. It's the second most runs they've scored in a ball game this season. Second most just on this road trip alone. And we start off in the top of the second inning where Visalia scored their first run of the night. Kenny Castillo, a leadoff single to begin the second inning. Three batters later, a sac fly from Odifi Marte ends up scoring Kenny Castillo from third, and the Rawhide took an early 1-0 lead. Then in the top of the third inning, Visalia attacks on three runs thanks to five straight batters recording a base hit. Yancel Luis at the leadoff spot all the way down to Drew Jones at the five spot. Ruben Santana would draw a walk as well. So Visalia, three runs on five hits. They would leave two runners on base, and at the end of three, they led the ball game 3-0. Bottom of the fourth, however, it'd be the Quakes who would try to respond against Daniel Nunez. They would score two runs in the bottom of the frame thanks to a two-run RBI triple from Wilman Diaz, scoring Jesus Galiz and Cameron Decker, but Visalia would blow open the barn doors in the top of the fifth inning, scoring six runs, including Demetrio Crisantas' second home run of the year, and after that, Rancho would not be able to get back in the ballgame, including another three-run frame from Visalia in the top of the ninth inning. So the Rawhide defeating Rancho 13 runs on 16 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Rancho, four runs, seven hits, and one error. And as a result, Jorge Mangetti gets his second win in a Rawhide uniform. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings, and we'll also catch up with Drew Jones a little bit later on in our pregame coverage. We get ready for game three of the six-game series. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visalarawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Kauia Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Kauia Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Kauia Health, más que medicina, vida.
Kauia Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready for game three of the six-game series and game 77 of the 2024 season, and we take a look at the California League standings for the first time tonight. In first is Visalia. Once again, they are 7-4. They have a one-game lead over the second-place spot, where it's currently tied with Lake Elsinore and Rancho, both teams suffering a loss yesterday. And then lastly, in Inland Empire, they are currently in fourth, four games back. They are currently 3-8 after defeating Lake Elsinore last night. Meanwhile, moving up to the north, the San Jose Giants, they are 8-3. They lost last night, so their lead is now three games over the Modesto Nuts, who are 6-5 in the second half. A reminder, Modesto, the winners of the first half. Meanwhile, Lake Elsinore was the winners of half number one out in the south. Meanwhile, in third is the Stockton Ports. They are 5-6. They find themselves four games back. And the Fresno Grizzlies, who are fighting for a first half division title, find themselves in fourth with a record of 3-8, five games back. So that's all your standings around the California League on this Wednesday night. Next up, we take a look at the California League scoreboard here from Lone Mart Field. Here at 6:45, we'll get underway between the Rawhide and the Quakes. Meanwhile, at Diamond Stadium, it will be the Lake Elsinore Storm and Inland Empire 66ers starting at 6:45. San Jose and Stockton will get started at 7 p.m. And then lastly, at John Thurman Field, it will be a 7:05 first pitch between the Nuts and the Fresno Grizzlies. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, where several games are underway already. Out at the high A level, they are waiting to get started. They'll go at 7:05 out in Hillsboro. Logan Clayton will get the start against the Eugene Emeralds. Then in Double-A, the Amarillo Sod Poodles currently trail the Midland Rockhounds 4-1. And then at the Triple-A level, it'll be the Sacramento Rivercats and the Reno Aces going at it at the Triple-A level. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll speak with Drew Jones, who yesterday morning was named to the 2024 MLB Futures game. We'll catch up with him at the other end of the break. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid, or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Hey, Rawhide fans, we're here with outfielder Drew Jones. Drew, first off, earlier today, named to the 2024 MLB Future Stars game. How are you feeling?
I'm excited. It's supposed to be a fun experience for all the players, so I'm just excited and blessed I was able to get selected for the game.
I want to talk about another top player in there, Tamar Johnson. He was top five in your draft. What is it being able to be named with him as well?
He's one of my best friends from near each other. Grew up playing with him for the most part. So just excited to share that experience with him.
You're one of two players representing the Diamondbacks, Davison De Los Santos, who leads minor league baseball in home runs. What does it mean to be representing the Diamondbacks?
It means a lot to be able to represent the organization. Just to be selected to the game in general is a blessing. So to be able to represent the organization on top of that just makes it even more special.
Last question. The last Diamondbacks outfielder to represent the D-backs was Corbin Carroll back in 2022. Obviously, the reigning National League Rookie of the Year. What does that mean to you?
Hopefully just try to go up on what he's been going on and just try to enjoy the experience.
Thank you, Drew.
Yep.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready for first pitch here from Lone Mart Field on this Wednesday night. Tonight's starting pitchers. We'll start off first with Rancho Cucamonga. It will be the left-hander, Wyatt Kroll. No decisions so far here in 2024, but he does have a 3.09 ERA. Meanwhile, on the other side of the bump, it will be the right-hander, Denny Lerondo. He is 2-3 with a 3.92 ERA. And Denny, he's looked very good in his last two outings. He's had 17 strikeouts over his last 11 innings, including a career-high 11 strikeouts two outings ago on June 20th against the Lake Gelstorm Storm. So, once again, it will be Wyatt Kroll and Denny Lerondo on the mound for Visalia. We'll step aside one final time, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch here from Lone Mart Field. We get ready to celebrate 4th of July here from Lone Mart Field on this July 3rd, Wednesday night. So happy for you to join us. Enjoy the game, everybody. trip has officially arrived, and we return to Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Game 3 of the six-game series between the Visalia Ride and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Wednesday night. Visalia enters today's game with a record of 36-40. Meanwhile, Rancho Cucamonga 36-39, and your Rawhide currently in first place in the second half with a record of 7-4. And let's go through tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. Leading things off for Visalia will be the designated hitter, number 10, Yancel Luis. Christopher Torin will make his return to the lineup after being taken out midway on Monday. He'll bat 2. And then at the number 3 spot, it would be the third baseman, Demetrio Crisantes. Angel Ortiz, the Rawhide right fielder, will bat 4, followed by Drew Jones, the Rawhide center fielder, batting 5th. Adrian DeLeon, the Rawhide catcher, will bat 6. Anderson Rojas, the second baseman, will bat 7. And then it will be Modifi Marte batting out of the number 8 spot. And Jefferson Pena, the left fielder, batting 9th, wearing number 1. Fans continue to roll into Lone Mart Field as they get ready for the final game before the 4th of July that will wrap up tonight. Get on the road after this ball game and return home to Valley Strong Ballpark later tonight, this morning. And we'll play 7 o'clock baseball tomorrow night at Valley Strong in front of the Rawhide faithful. Yancel Luis, we get ready to step into the batter's box with his All-American Saturday top. The Rawhide sporting the red, white, and blue. And the Quakes wearing the special minor league baseball 4th of July caps here in front of the home crowd. 9 straight road games and 9 straight days, and the conclusion arrives here at Lone Mart Field. First pitch on the way, and it's in there for a strike, 0-1. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya today. So Yancel Luis in there will take a pitch low for ball 1. First pitch officially goes down at 5:53 p.m., and now Wyatt Kroll will get ready for the pitch and the deal to Luis. And this ball is grounded up the middle. Charging in is shortstop Wilman Diaz. He'll throw off of 1 foot to first base in time. And there's one down here in the inning. Temperature at first pitch today, 91 degrees and sunny. The high today was 98 and a low of 69. It will be a little bit warmer when we return to Visalia tomorrow with a high of 113. Currently 109 back in the 559. So with one down, it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. He'll take that pitch in there for a strike. It is now 0-1. Torin so far on the year. And takes that one outside for a ball. Batting 254 with 60 hits and 32 RBIs here on the season. One ball, one strike, one away. Here's the pitch. Torin grounds it to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, Sean McClain. And a toss to first base in time. So back-to-back groundouts for the Rawhide. Brings up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate, who's having a very, very nice season. Before we get any more topic of Rawhide offense, let's talk about the pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho Cucamonga, Wyatt Kroll. In his third game in a Rancho uniform, his pitch is outside for ball 1-0. 5 2/3 innings so far. He's given up 2 hits. He struck out 8 batters and only walked 2. And Crisantes now a swing and a miss. Makes the count 1-1. Expect a likely bullpen game once again for Rancho on this Wednesday night. The first 2 games of the series have featured pitchers that have gone 3 innings at the longest. You look at Monday night, Eric Swan went 3 innings of work, struck out 4 batters, and gave up 3 earned runs. And now Crisantes will ground this one off to the left side. It will be fielded by Alexander Abuertas, and his throw to first is in time, and it's a 3-up, 3-down inning from Wyatt Kroll. And we head to the bottom of the first, where we'll see Denny Lerondo on the mound for the first time tonight. Rawhide 0, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. chat and interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the first inning where Gerald Perez will lead things off for Rancho. It'll be Gerald Perez, Wilman Diaz, Jose Mesa, 1, 2, and 3 due up. Arondo's pitch a bit outside for ball 1, 1 and 0. Vicely going 3 up, 3 down in that top half of the first inning. Just want to finish off that point. As mentioned during the 5-3 ground out, Arondo's pitch swung on and missed, 1 and 1. You look at Monday night where Eric Swan goes three innings of work. Then on Tuesday night, Joe Kelly comes in for a Major League rehab appearance. And in that ball game, he throws his five pitches and pitches one inning of work. Arondo's pitch in there for a strike, one and two. Joe Kelly recovering from a shoulder injury that he suffered in mid-May after an outing against the Atlanta Braves. 1-2 pitch from Arondo. And that one's in the dirt for a ball, two and two. Joe Kelly came in, decent-sized crowd last night, and as soon as fans sat down, it was done for Joe Kelly. He was able to sit down Yancel Luis on a 3-1, and then Angel Ortiz was the one Rawhide player to get a hit off the Dodger pitcher. And before Demetrio Crisantes grounded into a 6-4-3 DP, it'll likely be Joe Kelly getting a couple more rehab stints. Whether that is this upcoming weekend or maybe at the double-A or triple-A level before likely returning after the All-Star break. And pitch fouled backwards. And the count is now 3-2. Gerald Perez returning to the Rancho lineup for the first time since Thursday. He started the first three games of the six-game series against the Lake Elsinore Storm. Arondo's pitch outside for a ball. Cal now move 3-2. Gerald Perez has been one of the more dangerous batters so far this year for this Rancho team, but a player who has been banged up throughout the season. Payoff pitch on the way from Arondo, and that one's lifted into right center field. Going back towards the warning track is Drew Jones. He's going to look up, and that ball is gone. A solo home run from Gerald Perez. Excuse me, a ground rule double. So Gerald Perez, extra base hit in the first at-bat of the ball game. There's the return for the Quake. And it'll bring up Wilman Diaz to the plate. And with that, we'll go through the starting lineup for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Gerald Perez will lead things off. Wilman Diaz will bat at the number two spot. Jose Mesa will bat third, followed by Samuel Munoz, the center fielder, batting four. Batting fifth will be Cameron Decker, the first baseman, followed by Alexander Abuertas, the third baseman. Sean McClain will be manning second, batting seventh. Juan Alonso will be the right fielder, batting eighth. And then lastly, it'll be Carlos Rojas, the Quakes catcher, batting out of the number nine spot. Arondo glances at second. Here's his pitch, outside ball one, 1-0. Danny Lerondo's most troubled inning this season has been the first. Outside of that, he typically finds a way to lock in. So inning number one will be a very crucial factor here in this ballgame. One ball, no strikes, no outs. Here's the pitch from Lerondo, and that one's fouled backwards, and the count is now 1-1. Starting lineup is brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that live health online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, live health online can help at no cost to Anthem MedCal members. So 1-1 count from Denny Lerondo to Wilman Diaz. Here's the pitch. And that one is popped up on the right side. Popping off the mask is De Leon, and it'll be Modifi Marte, who will ultimately be the one to make the grab for out number one. He started to dive into the numbers for Wyatt Kroll in the top half of the first inning. So let's go through the numbers for Denny Lerondo here in 2024. The 6'2 righty is 2-3 with a 3.92 ERA. He's starting in his 14th game of the season. He's pitched in 57 and a third innings of work here in 2024, 71 strikeouts and 42 walks. Lerondo's one-out pitch on the way, and that one's lifted into center field. Drew Jones will charge in, and he'll slide, and he'll make the grab for out number two. Good play there by Drew Jones. You can tell for a second he thought about the dive. The ball is dropping down to the ankle, so he kind of goes down to a knee slash half dive. He makes the grab for out number two. And it'll bring up Samuel Munoz to the plate with two away. Denny Lerondo's 57 and a third innings of work entering the day. That is three innings shy of his previous high, 61 innings that he set in 15 outings back in 2023, where he's at in the Arizona Complex League. Oh, and one with two down here from Denny Lerondo. And stare down Samuel Munoz, who bats out of the cleanup spot. Here's a pitch from Denny. Ground ball to the right side, and it will roll foul. Rodifio Marte watched it roll. And it was maybe about a foot right of the first base bag. So now Munoz behind in the count, 0-2, two away. Munoz so far on the year. He's batting 215 in 46 games, and 37 hits and 24 RBIs. 0-2 with two down. Lerondo's pitch on the way. That one's low. Adrian De Leon does a good job of keeping the ball in front of him, so the count will now be 1-2. Lerondo signed as a free agent by the New York Yankees on July 2nd of 2018. However, eventually will be claimed off of waivers by the Diamondbacks on December 7th of 2022. The pitch to Munoz misses outside for ball two, 2-2. Lerondo spent time as all sorts of different day starters. He was originally the Saturday starter for the first couple games of the season. He moved over to the Friday spot after Roman Angelo would be called up to Hillsborough. Now he's moved over to the Thursday spot, and now he's pitching on a Wednesday with the series starting one day earlier. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Lerondo gets set for the deal, and they get ready to pitch to Samuel Munoz. Here's the pitch. Swinging, sends that one into right field. It's going to drop in front of Angel Ortiz. Gerald Perez is going to be held up at third base. And Modifi Marte will cut it off, and it was Perez who was a quarter of the way down the third base line before he realized the stop sign was being put up, and he goes back over to third. So runners on the corners brings up Cameron Decker to the plate. Now Deli will go from behind home plate and give the rawhide infield the instructions right here. Cameron Decker steps up to the plate for the first time tonight. He's batting 209 on the season with a home run and five RBIs. Lerondo looks at first, where it's Samuel Munoz. Here's a pitch from Lerondo. kind of a half swing, but Decker appears to be able to hold it back. And the count is now 1-0. Home plate umpire for today's ball game, Garrett Nelson. Meanwhile, on first base is Tyler Vandewater. One ball, no strikes, two away. Here's a pitch from LaRondo, and that one's on the outside corner. It's in there for a strike, 1-1. Cameron Decker, 9 points above 200 entering the day. Decker appearing in his 15th game in a Rancho uniform. The 1-1 deal, swung on and missed, and the count is now 1-2. Alexander Obuertas, who waits on deck here for Rancho. Denny LaRondo looking to get us out of some trouble right here with runners on the corners here in the bottom half of the first inning. 1-2, a two-way. LaRondo's pitch lifted into left field, and it is drifting left and foul. It lands out in the Rancho bullpen in left field. Would have been a long run for the left fielder, Jefferson Pena. One ball, two strikes, two away. Here's a pitch from LaRondo. This one's lifted into right. Angel Ortiz will give it a look as well, but that one's going to drift over into foul territory and land up into the bleachers for another strike. Fourth straight foul ball of this at bat from Cameron Decker. One ball, two strikes, two away. LaRondo looking to get through the first. Here's his pitch. Upstairs, ball two, 2-2. Rancho looking to score first here. It would be the first time in this series that they would be able to accomplish that feat. Two balls, two strikes, two away. LaRondo glances over at third base where it's Gerald Perez. Here's the pitch. And that one is low for a ball. Adrian DeLeon does a good job keeping the ball in front of him. And the count is out 3-2. The count goes full. DeLeon will grab a new ball. And get ready for the newest pitch right here. Already two hits from Rancho here to begin this ball game. A ground rule double is the first hit of the game for Gerald Perez. They'll likely put Samuel Munoz in motion. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Here's a payoff pitch. It's fouled directly backwards. A long at bat right here. We get ready for the ninth pitch of the at-bat, as there's now been three foul balls in this occasion. 3-2, a two-way. LaRondo's payoff pitch. Breaking ball sent into left once again. And Samuel Munoz is going to miss a home run by maybe 10, 15 feet. Had enough to get out of the yard, but it lands left of the foul stick. And LaRondo will have to deal with another pitch to Samuel Munoz. So it'll be the 10th pitch of this at bat. 3-2, a two-way. Perez on third. Munoz at first. Decker will get ready for the pitch. LaRondo's deal. Foul directly backwards once again. And Cameron Decker proving not going to go down easy here in this at bat. Three and two, a two-way. Pitch number 11 on the way. Here's LaRondo's pitch. Ground ball to the left side, and once again, we'll see another pitch. One of the longest at-bats by a Rawhide player or opponent here in 2024. 12 has been the previous high. And this will be 12 right here. LaRondo stares down Decker. How will he change it up on this pitch? He'll go fastball, and it's fouled backwards. So Cameron Decker now will get ready for the 13th pitch of this at-bat, and Denny LaRondo is already sitting at 27 pitches here in inning number one. Meanwhile, for Wyatt Kroll, he had a very efficient first inning. 3-2, a two-way. Larondo and Decker have been at the plate for quite a bit of time right here. The payoff pitch on the way. Breaking ball upstairs, ball four. And after 13 pitches, it leads to a Cameron Decker walk, and the bases are loaded, bringing up Alexander Obertas to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And to bring out the pitching coach, Tyler Markout, to the mound for the first time tonight. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So let's go through this first inning. It was Gerald Perez with a ground rule double over the right field wall. And then Wilman Diaz and Jose Mesa fly out. Samuel Munoz with a single into right. And then Cameron Decker works 13 pitches for a walk. And now Alexander Obertas, the 23rd-ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization, will step up to the plate. Looking for his 8th RBI of the season. He's batting 172 with a home run as well. The 2-out pitch on the way from Denny Larondo. Fouled off to the right side, 0-1. Huerta's 345 slugging percentage arrived in Rancho last week when they were facing off against the Lake Elsinore Storm. 0-1 pitch from Larondo, and that one is low for ball one, 1-1. Huerta's just his 9th game in a Rancho uniform, 10 total bases so far on 29 at-bats entering the day. 1-1 with two down. Huerta gets ready for the pitch. Right down the middle. Swung on and missed. And the count is now 1-2. Rondo challenging him with the middle fastball. And Huerta is unable to catch up to that one. One ball, two strikes, two away. Rondo looking to get out of the inning right here. And that one's a little shot into right field. It'll drop in front of Angel Ortiz. They'll keep the runner at third. Gerald Perez will come home to score. And Rancho leads the ballgame 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. So Sean McClain becomes the 7th batter of the inning. And Danny Larondo's ball game comes to a conclusion after 33 pitches in inning number one. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give you the new pitcher in the ball game. Danny Larondo's ball game is over. Rancho 1, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Denny LaRonda has been so good over his last two outings, but today that comes to a conclusion. He goes through two-thirds of an inning and brings in the first pitching change of the ballgame. It is the lefty, Carlos Rey. First pitch swinging, sent into right field. Angel Ortiz should have a play on it, and he's able to make the grab. So Carlos Rey checks into the ballgame, throws one pitch, and the inning comes to a conclusion. Three hits, one run, no errors, and three runners left on base. Rancho leads this ballgame 1-0 heading into the top of the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the top of the second inning. We're on Angel Ortiz. We'll lead things off. It'll be Ortiz, Jones, De Leon. 4-5 and 6 to up for the Rawhide after a long bottom half of the first inning. However, Visalia keeping the scoring to a minimum, only allowing one run in that bottom half of the frame. And now Ortiz will take that one in there for a strike, 0-1. Angel Ortiz so far on the year batting .285 with 4 home runs and 28 RBIs. And Ortiz will take that one at the knees for strike 2. 4 home runs on the season for Angel Ortiz, including one home run during this road trip. That's pitch fouled off to the right side, and the count is now 0-2. Visalia is sporting the All-American Saturday tops here for July 3rd. The black tops with the Visalia Stars and Stripes Rawhide logo across the chest. Stars and Stripes numbers in the back, with the road gray bottoms with the red trim along the side. Gray Rawhide helmets supporting the black black hats in the field with the Rawhide V. Here's a pitch swung on and missed, and Wyatt Crow will get his first strike out of the ballgame. Brings up Drew Jones to the plate, and now we'll look at the starting defense for Rancho Cucamonga. Behind the plate will be the catcher, number 51, Carlos Rojas. Over at first base will be Cameron Decker, joined by Sean McClain at second base. Roman Diaz will be the shortstop, and then at third base it will be Alexander Abuertes. Drew Jones takes that pitch upstairs for ball 1-0. Meanwhile, in left field it will be Jose Mesa, Samuel Munoz in center, and Juan Alonso, number 5, out in right field. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for a ball. It's now 2-0. Gerald Perez will be the DH. Still coming back from that injury that had sidelined him since last Thursday night against Lake Elsinore. 2-0 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball 3. Gerald Perez has been dealing with a hamstring injury as of lately. 3-0 pitch, and Drew takes that one downstairs for ball 4. 4 pitch walk to the Rawhide center fielder. Brings up Adrian De Leon to play. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Drew Jones, one of the faster players on this Rawhide team. We'll see if manager D. Gardner likes to get a little bit of some aggression with Drew Jones on the base paths. Only players with more stolen bags. Yancel Luis at 9 and Anderson Rojas with 20. And speaking of Rojas, he's the guy currently on deck. One out pitch to Adrian. Swing and a miss. And the count is now 0-1. De Leon batting 226 with 5 home runs and 23 RBIs, including one yesterday out into center field. 0-1 pitch to Deli, and that one's in there for a strike now, 0-2. But Salia will wrap up this 9-game homestand here tonight before they'll travel back to Valley Strong Ballpark after the game to play 4th of July baseball tomorrow night at 7 p.m. The Rawhide will be home for 3 games before going back on the road on Tuesday against the San Jose Giants for the final game before the 4 days off for the MLB All-Star break. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away here to Adrian De Leon. Here's a pitch from Kroll, and that one's a swing and a miss. So De Leon has struck out, and there's now 2 down in the inning. Second strikeout for Wyatt in this ball game, and brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate with 2 down. Rojas will dig in from the left side, a left-on-left matchup, which hasn't definitely helped Rojas here in 2024. One of the worst batters when it comes to left-handed pitching. That pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Anderson Rojas batting 252 on the year with 3 home runs and 27 RBIs. But when I talk about left-handed pitching, Anderson Rojas, not terrible, was lower earlier in the year, batting 200 now. There's a point in the season where he was batting below 100 against left-handed pitchers. 35 at-bats is a sample size for that 200 mark. 2-0 pitch, swung on a miss, and the count's now 2-1. Ross, team leading 20 stolen bases here in 2024. A top 10 leader in that department. Here's a pitch to Rojas. And that one's in there for a strike as well. The count is out 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Anderson Rojas is 20 stolen bags, 7th most in the league. Jonah Cox with the San Jose Giants, he has the most with 38. Drew Jones is off. Now advance over to second base. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away here to Anderson Rojas. Kroll will stare down the Rawhide batter, and this one is sent into center, but it'll be Wilman Diaz who will just retreat backwards and catch the little pop-up, and the inning will come to a conclusion. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We are through 1.5 here at Lone Mark Field. Rancho 1, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving in the bottom of the second inning. Where it'll be Juan Alonso to lead things off, and Carlos Rey will remain in the ballgame here for manager D. Garner. First pitch from Rey, swung on and missed, and the count is now 0-1. Carlos Rey, the Miami Springs native, comes in at 6'2", 180, the 22-year-old. And he'll bounce that pitch in there for ball one, 1-1. Carlos Rey so far here in 2024, 3-0 with a 2.61 ERA. 23 games that Rey has appeared in this season. Rey will hold out the belt. Here's his deal. Trying to go opposite field is Alonso, and instead he'll foul that one out of play. The count is now 1-2. Last time we saw Carlos Rey in action was last Saturday against Inland Empire, a ball game where he had three strikeouts, walked one, and he went two innings of work in that outing. 1-2 pitch from Rey. Once again, fouled off to the right side. So Rancho proving early in this ball game they are going to fight off pitches and not make the punch out easy in this game. Carlos, as long as outing this season, you have to go back to April 19th. At Lake Elsinore, ground ball to third. Crisantes will field. Throw down to first base is in time. And Crisantes able to show off his arm on that throw. And there's one down here in the inning. Starting defense for Visalia, Adrian DeLeon is behind the plate. Meanwhile, over at first base is Modifi Marte. Anderson Rojas plays at second. He'll be joined on the middle infield by Christopher Torin and Demetrio Crisantes over at third. Jefferson Pena will be the left fielder for the Hyde. Meanwhile, in center field is Drew Jones. In right is Angel Ortiz, and Yancel Luis is the DH. Pitch outside for ball one, 1-0. Talking more about Carlos Rey, that outing on April 19th against Lake Elsinore, three innings of work, walked three batters and struck out two. 1-0 pitch lifted into left, a long run for the left fielder Pena, and that one's going to drop in for a base hit. So that one is good for Rancho's fourth hit of the ball game, their first of the frame. And it goes back to the top of the order for Gerald Perez to step up to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't futz. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. Carlos Rey's first pitch to Perez is outside for ball one. Adrian DeLeon having to extend to prevent that pitch from landing at the backstop. Carlos Rey's deal, and Perez a swing and a miss on a ball upstairs. We go through Denny Larondo's numbers from the start. Two-thirds of an inning, three hits, one earned run, walked a batter, struck out none. Rey's pitch. Outside for ball two, 2-1. Two and one with one away. Carlos Rey will get ready for the deal, working from the stretch. And his pitch is a bit outside for ball three, 3-1. It's so interesting, Denny Larondo, his shortest outing of the year, his previous low, 2 2/3 innings of work, and he's dealt with a lot more troubles early in games than what he had today. And this ball's popped up over to second, and he's able to make the grab. That is Anderson Rojas, who gets the put out. We talked about in pregame, Denny Larondo, 17 strikeouts over his last 11 innings of work. He had six innings against Inland Empire last week, and then against Lake Elsinore 2 weeks ago, went five innings, striking out a career-high 11 batters in a ball game that took 14 innings to complete. Or a day later, I should say, taking 14 innings to complete. Visalia won a tight one in the Larondo outing against Lake Elsinore, final score 2-1. See how this game plays out. It's been a series so far in the first two games that has featured quite a bit of runs. That pitch upstairs for ball two. You're looking back at yesterday's ball game, Visalia 13-4 winners. And then the opening game of the series, Rancho tacks on 8, a combined 11 runs in that ball game. 2-0 pitch fouled backwards, and Adrian DeLeon getting the worst of that exchange. It appears to be a little shaken up after the foul tip. Let's be grabbing onto that left wrist. I've seen a lot of pitchers really as of lately, past couple years, adding on that extra protection on the wrist of their glove hand. Right there, straight off the foul tip. Typically used for blocks, but not necessarily intended for a pitch that you're that close to a bat being swung. 3-1 with two-way. Ray zeroes down. Wilman Diaz disagrees with the first, agrees to the second. And Carlos Ray will have a pickoff attempt over to first. Fourth batter of the inning here for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. 3-1 with two down. Here's Carlos Ray's pitch. It's fouled off to the right side. The count is out 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two down. Carlos Ray's pitch. Roman Diaz fouls that one off once again. Three balls, two strikes, two down. Ray stares down. Roman Diaz once again looking to get himself through the second. And that pitch is outside for a ball four. So Wilman Diaz does a very nice job of fighting off several pitches before he's able to draw the second walk of the ball game for Rancho batting. It's a Quakes team who's drawn 380 walks here in 2024. It's the third most walks in the league. Meanwhile, for Visalia batting, they've been a team who hasn't been able to draw as many, 330. But it is a Rawhide team when it comes to pitching. That has been one of their weak points. 399 walks entering the day, so currently sitting on 401 on the season. The only team that has walked more batters, Rancho Cucamonga, 419, that's the most. That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Jose Mesa, the new pitcher, or the new batter at the plate, last time up, flying out into center field on a pretty nice grab from Drew Jones. Pitches in the dirt for a ball. 1-1 count here from Carlos Ray. Ray is second year in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Pickoff attempt. That tag applied last year out in the Arizona Complex League. No decisions, but had a 3.86 ERA through seven games that he appeared in. He walked seven batters and struck out six last season. 1-1 with two down. Here's Ray's pitch. Swung on and missed. And the count is now 1-2. Looking at this year, 64 strikeouts through just 38 innings of work. This is his 24th game of the year. Talked about his undefeated record at 3-0 with a 2.61 ERA. 1-2 pitch from Carlos. Grounded to the right side and foul. Modifi gave it a look. But ultimately not enough room. So this game's already felt very different than the first two. In the way that Rancho's been able to fight off these pitches. One ball, two strikes, two down. Ray's got runners on first and second. Here's a pitch to Mesa. Once again, fouled back. The Rancho team was trying to take their second lead of the series. They took the opening game of this six-game set on Monday night. And then Visalia evened it up yesterday with a dominant win over Rancho. 1-2 pitch from Ray, and that one is low for ball two. So far this season, the season series currently favors the Quakes. They lead 8-6. Rawhide tying up the series last time these two teams met. And now a swing and a miss, and Carlos Ray is able to get the strikeout to end the frame. One hit, no runs, no errors, two runners left on base. We're through two here at Lone Mart Field. Visalia trails Rancho 1-0. You listen to Rawhide Baseball, VisaliaRawhide.com.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair.
Top of the third inning here at Lone Mart Field. Modifi Marte, Jefferson Pena, Yancel Luis, 8-9-1 do up here in the third. Here's a pitch from Wyatt Kroll, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Talking about Wyatt Kroll, he's been a guy throughout his collegiate and pro career so far that's been more of a bullpen kind of arm. So far here in 2024, in two games with Rancho, a combined 5 2/3 innings of work. This one's popped up on the left side. Coming in is the infield. Who's going to call it off, though? It'll ultimately be the first baseman, Cameron Decker, who will be underneath the pop-up. And there's one down here in the inning. Brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. We're talking about Kroll here in his professional playing days. What about his collegiate playing days? Drafted in the fourth round of the 2023 MLB draft out of Florida State University. He appeared in just five games last spring after suffering an injury. But in those five games, the Noles, they were 5-0 in games that he appeared in. He had 33 strikeouts through 20 2/3 innings of work. 0-1 pitch from Kroll on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 0-2. He was named preseason second team All-American. He did have a couple kind of sprinkled in long appearances in 23 and 22. In 23, his longest outing was a career high against Pitt, where he went six innings of work, and now Pena will strike out looking on an inside corner pitch. So now two down in the inning will bring up Yancel Luis to the plate. Luis last time, a 6-3 ground out. That was the first out of the ballgame. Here's Kroll's pitch. Bunt sign shown. However, the pitch is outside for ball one. 1-0. He liked it his sophomore year in 2022. He was one of the top bullpen arms for FSU. 1-0 pitch is outside for ball two. In 2022, 6-1 with a 2.12 ERA. And probably one of the more impressive storylines or anything you're going to find on Kroll in that year. He pitched for a Team USA's baseball collegiate team, where Team USA would end up winning the bronze medal out in the Netherlands. 2-1 pitch on the way. Ground ball to the left side and foul. And the count is now 2-2. And during that 2022 summer, he actually joined one of his FSU teammates, Carson Montgomery, in that appearance out in Europe. 2-2, a two-way. Here's the pitch. Yancel Luis, half swing. Does he go around? He does. Says the first base umpire, Tyler Vandewater. And the inning will come to a conclusion. And Kroll has gone three straight, three up, three down frames to begin the ball game. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Rancho 1, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Bottom three here at Lone Mart Field. Rancho leads 1-0. Wyatt Kroll has gone no-hitter ball so far through the first three frames. And I bring up Samuel Munoz to the plate, who last time out he singled against Denny Lerondo. Carlos Rey gets a first pitch swinging, popped up to the left side, and Christopher Torin will be underneath it for out number one. So one down in the frame brings up Cameron Decker to the plate. And with the way the bats have been so far for Rancho, you'll take a one pitch, one out anytime. Cameron Decker had a 13-pitch at-bat in his last appearance, and now that pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Decker yesterday a 1-for-4 day, where he had a single, a run, and he also struck out twice. 0-1 with one down. Here's a pitch from Ray. Decker wanted to hold back his swing. He was unable to do so. And the count is now 0-2. You look at Cameron Decker so far this week. The guy who entered yesterday, 3-for-9. Talk about the performance yesterday with that single. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted into left field. Trailing towards the left field line. It's going to drop in for a base hit and land in the Quakes bullpen. It'll be scooped out of the corner by Jefferson Pena. He'll make the toss in. And Decker is on base for the second time in this ball game. It is a one-out double that will bring up Alexander Albuertas to the plate. Fifth hit of the ball game for Rancho. And Albuertas will dig in, the 23rd-ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization. Albuertas yesterday 0-for-4. He didn't strike out, but Albuertas grounding out on two occasions and then flying out into outfield twice. Pitches outside for ball one, 1-0. Edwards is the third baseman for today's ball game. And here's Carlos Rey's pitch. It is outside for a ball. The count is now 2-0. Runner in scoring position for Rancho once again. It's now three straight innings where the Rancho Quakes have a runner on third. Anel Ortiz will race backwards. Wind blows out into right field, but it's not enough to get out of the yard. The ball will be cut off by Anderson Rojas. As a result, Decker will go to third. Two down in the inning with the runner 90 feet away. So here is Sean McClain stepping up to the plate. He's been held hitless so far in the series, but his first hit of the ball game could end up scoring a run from third. Here's a pitch from Ray. That one's fouled backwards, and the count is now 0-1. McClain yesterday 0-3, where he was hit by a pitch. He also struck out once. McClain, the furthest he made it on the base paths yesterday, first. After Samuel Munoz would ground out in the fourth inning after the hit by pitch. 1-1 with two-way. Ray will stare down McClain before the pitch. Here's the deal. And that one's fouled directly backwards. It's now 1-2. Bottom of the third inning. We talked about some of the upcoming schedule for Visalia with tomorrow night being the 4th of July game. The biggest game of the year. Make sure to make your way out to Valley Strong Ballpark tomorrow night. Tickets on sale now at VisaliaRawhide.com. Part of our America's Birthday Celebration. Hits a left side, just foul. And Carlos Rey gets bailed out by the foul pitch. And a 1-2 count. Tomorrow post-game fireworks and also the first 500 fans in attendance. We'll get a free shirt sponsored by Budweiser. Must be 21 years or older to get the shirt. Then on Friday night, our All-American Saturday jersey giveaway sponsored by the California Service Dog Academy. That'll be the first 350 fans in attendance for that game. 2-2 and two-way. Here's Ray's pitch. That one's upstairs for ball three, 3-2. And then lastly, on Saturday, our grill set giveaway sponsored by Tintmaster. First 500 fans in attendance will get the grill set. So fire up the grill on this weekend and enjoy Sunday night off and grill some burgers, some hot dogs, and enjoy the poolside days. Sean McClain will take that pitch inside for ball four. So runners on the corners will bring up Juan Alonso to the plate. Alonso last time out, a 5-3 ground out. It was the first out of the second inning. Ride will be back on the road starting on Tuesday against San Jose. Six games there before having the 4 days off for the MLB All-Star break, and then the Rawhide will return home for Oaks weekend. The 19th through the 21st. Swing and a miss, and the count's now 0-1. Oaks weekend presented by Coors Light. Oaks jersey Friday the 19th with fireworks the 20th. And that pitch is in there for a strike 0-2. With our history of the Oaks scavenger hunt that Sunday, it will be the final Sunday of the month of July. No balls, two strikes, two away. Carlos Rey's pitch, foul tipped in the glove of Adrian DeLeon, and the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're through three at Lone Mart Field. Rancho 1, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey.
But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the top of the fourth inning, where Christopher Torin will lead things off for the Hide. It'll be Torin, Demetrio Crisantes, Angel Ortiz. Visalia looking for their first hit of the ballgame. They have had a base runner on, with Drew Jones drawing a four-pitch walk against Wyatt Kroll. And this pitch on the way is low for a ball. And the count is now 1-1. Kroll, 42 pitches now here in the ballgame. And Torin will take that one in there for a strike. It's now 1-1. Kind of pitch on the way, and that one is inside for a ball. Callen now moved to 2-2. Torin played on Monday night, 0-for-3 in that ball game. He flew out into foul territory in the fourth inning, and after that he'd be taken out of the ball game and did not play on Tuesday. Called strike three, so one down in the inning after Torin strikes out. Now making it five strikeouts on the ball game for the lefty. Bring up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. First pitch on the way to Crisantes is outside for ball one, 1-0. Demetrio so far this series batting 3-for-10 with a 2-for-6 day yesterday. Crisantes, a solo home run in last night's ball game. It was his second home run of the season. The 2-0 pitch to Crisantes on the way, and it's in there for a strike. The count is now 2-1. Crisantes yesterday, a solo homer, a single, a run, and an RBI. And this time, Demetrio tries to go opposite field, and instead he fouls it off to the right side, 2-2. Crisantes has had his fair share of the multi-hit game so far this season. It grounds this one off to the left side. Over four multi-hit games since joining Visalia 3 weeks ago. Crisantes takes the batter's time out before stepping back into the box. 2-2 with one away. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the left side. Takes an odd bounce, but a good effort by Albertas to throw to first base. And it sails wide. So Demetrio Crisantes will reach, and Visalia has a base runner here with one away. Angel Ortiz will step up to the plate, and you got to give credit to Albertas. The ball's on the ground right at the lip of the infield, takes a high bounce. Albertas stops it, but by the time he gets up and throws, it was a missile, but it sails wide of Cameron Decker. And now manager John Shoemaker will make his way out to the mound, and that will be the end of the ball game for Wyatt Kroll. He passes the century marker, 51 pitches, and his ball game is over. So we have a pitching change at the top of the fourth inning. Visalia has a runner on first. They trail 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, Visalia, Rawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Angel Ortiz will step up to the plate after the pitching change. Wyatt Kroll, a pretty good performance on this Wednesday night. We'll go through his numbers in just a moment. Pitch on the way to Ortiz is low for ball one, 1-0. So Kroll goes 3 1/3, gives up one hit, strikes out 5, walks one batter, and it brings in the new pitcher in the ballgame, the right-hander Sean Paul Lanon, into the ballgame. The 1-0 deal on the way. Chrysantis in motion. Throw down to second base. Is not in time. Chrysantis slips off the bag, but he's able to get his right hand back on second base and avoid getting tagged out after this successful steal. And now Visalia, runner in scoring position with one away. Official score on the ground ball to third goes down as a hit for Visalia. So Chrysantis gets the Rawhide on the board. And the hit is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Moo! So Angel Ortiz, who was 3-for-4 yesterday, hitless so far in the ballgame after striking out back in the second inning, would like to get his first hit of the night and potentially score Chrysantis from second base, who takes a very large secondary lead. He was halfway to third by the time that pitch reached the catcher's glove of Carlos Rojas. 3-1 with one away. Ortiz glances at second. Here's the pitch. And Ortiz, a swing and a miss, and the count is now 3-2. We'll go through Lanon's numbers after this at bat. But Angel Ortiz looking for RBI number 22 of the season. Ortiz steps out, regroups. Lanon will stare down Ortiz before glancing at Chrysantis momentarily. Pickoff attempt is close, but Chrysantis is able to dive back in safely. Just barely able to slide that right hand underneath the tagging effort of Wilman Diaz. 3-2, 1 away. Chrysantis kind of bouncing around as he's a little bit more aware of the pickoff attempt. And Ortiz takes that one downstairs for a ball. So runners on first and second. And brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Jones drew his 12th walk of the season against Rancho in his last at-bat. That leads Visalia in the walk category. He entered the day with 11. And took just 4 pitches to get him on first base back in the second inning. Prior to this inning, he was the only base runner to get on base. Here's the pitch from Lanon. Ground ball to the right side. It's going to sink through. Chrysantis is going to be waved home. Going to third is Angel Ortiz. The throw will be made into second. And Visalia has tied up the ballgame 1-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Drew Jones, a Rawhide RBI leader, finds a way to impose his will here in this bowl game. As Jones' 38th ribby of the year, and it just takes two hits for Visalia to tie up this game. Visalia runners on the corners. Adrian DeLeon steps up to the plate. Now Drew's in motion, and he'll easily get over to second base. Talked about Drew Jones being top three on this Rawhide team in stolen bases, and nobody really to hold him on. As a result, Jones gets his ninth of the year, and he is way off of second base at the moment. DeLeon will take that pitch inside for ball two, 2-0. I always wonder why more base runners don't do what Jones is doing right now. Infield is playing in. Nobody has a chance tagging out Jones. I mean, he's not going to steal third with Anel Ortiz over there, but he could definitely get that secondary lead that if the ball drops in for a base hit, he could score very easily. DeLeon takes that pitch in there for a strike. Counts now 2-1. Glance at third here from Lanon. Here's the pitch to Deli, and that one is in the dirt for ball three, 3-1. Talking about Lanon, 4-0 so far this year between both the Complex League and in Rancho. This is his fourth game with the Quakes. He's 1-0 with a 4.97 ERA. He struck out 21 batters and walked three. Lanon's 3-1 deal on the way to DeLeon. And he takes that one down the middle for strike number two. A little horizontal movement to that pitch. And now DeLeon a full count with Anderson Rojas awaiting on deck. Three balls, two strikes, one away. And time called, so the Rawhide catcher will step out of the batter's box and reset. So far this year for the Rawhide catcher, he's batting .256 with runners in scoring position, with 11 hits in 60 plate appearances. Open bag at first, trying to draw the third walk of the ball game for Rawhide batting. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Lanon holds at the chest, payoff pitch, outside, ball four. DeLeon looked back at home plate umpire Garrett Nelson and signaled that pitch was outside. He's able to get it in his favor. And for the first time today, he'll be on base. And it brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate with bases loaded. And now we'll have a mound visit here with the pitching coach Ramon Troncoso making his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. The mound visit will come to a conclusion, and Troncoso will make his way back to the third base dugout where the Quakes are housed. Runner on third is Anel Ortiz. Drew Jones is at second. Adrian DeLeon is at first. So far this season, with bases loaded for Anderson Rojas, he's batting .143. He's had 10 plate appearances so far with just one hit. And Rojas will take that one at the knees for strike number one. He's looking for RBI number 28 of the season. And the Ride looking for their first lead of the night. 0-1 pitch to Rojas is outside for a ball. Anderson batting .194 with runners in scoring position. He's had 12 hits in this situation, with 22 RBIs, 22 of his 27. 1-1 deal, fouled backwards, and the count is now 1-2. Entering this ball game, Visalia had scored the first run in four straight games. That dates back to last Saturday. 1-2 on the way. And that pitch is outside, 2-2. Vaisilia did not have a base hit until this fourth inning. Their only base runner was Drew Jones drawing a walk in the second. Outside of that, Wyatt Kroll had retired batters at the minimum in two of the three frames. And now a swing and a miss. And Anderson Rojas will strike out. He'll bring up Modifi Marte to the plate. So Lennon will have his first strikeout of the ball game and bring up Modifi Marte to the plate, who so far this season against Rancho, 10 RBIs, that leads his Rawhide team. Two outs with bases loaded. Lennon looking to work out of a jam right here. Here's the deal to Marte. It's upstairs, ball one, 1-0. Jefferson Pena awaits on deck. Seventh batter of the inning here for the Rawhide. And Modifi Marte will get ready for the pitch from Lennon once again. Here's his deal. And Marte, a jam shot, pops it up. The catcher, the pitcher will drop it. However, he'll recover, underhand toss to first base, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So Vaisilia will leave the bases empty after they get their first hit of the ball game, and we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Two hits, no runs, no errors, and one run and three runners left on base. Bottom four we go. Rawhide 1, Quakes 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VaisiliaRawhide.com.
To the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Bottom four here in Rancho Cucamonga. Vaisilia tying up the ball game in the top half of the fourth inning, 1-1. That'd be Carlos Rojas, Gerald Perez, and Wilman Diaz, 9-1-2, do appear in the inning. And a batter violation called as Rojas takes too long to get in the box, so the count is now 0-1. Rojas 2-for-4 on Monday night. Violation doesn't seem to bother him. He drives that one into right field for a base hit. So Carlos Rojas now 2-for-2 in the ball game and extending his hitting streak to 8 straight games. With that, I bring up Gerald Perez to the plate. Talked about earlier, he's been out since Thursday. It has been a string of injuries for Rancho as of lately. Kendall George recently went down with an injury. A pitch on the way is in the dirt for a ball. Zaire Hope earlier in the season, knocking him out for a majority of the year. I mean, now you're down to four outfielders for Rancho when you're talking about the injury from Kendall George. But moving back to Gerald Perez, he lifts this one into right field. Angel Ortiz moves over to his left by about 10, 15 steps, makes the grab. There's one down here in the inning, second time today. Gerald Perez will fly out. And I'm bringing up Wilman Diaz to the plate. Going back to the infield, however, Gerald Perez, Logan Wagner have been dealing with injuries. So really right now at the moment, you're down to just one outfielder and the infield. Anybody else goes down, and you're going to either have to bring in an outfielder to play infield, or you go to the bullpen and let a position pitcher become a position player. That is how rocky things have been on the injury slump, and really it affected Rancho towards the end of that first half. Pickoff attempt at first. Rancho led the first half until about May, and the injuries started to tack on, and Rancho won two games over back-to-back series span. This ball's lifted into left field. Jefferson Pena will watch it bounce off the wall. He'll watch it one off. He'll get this ball in, and he'll put runners on second and third. It will advance Rojas to third. Diaz will get the second double of the ball game. And now it'll be Jose Mesa with two runners in scoring position. Mesa 0-for-2 in this ball game. But going back to that first half, he led halfway through May, and then only capturing two wins. They did play a tough stretch. He had Lake Elsinore when you were injured. You played Modesto, who was at the time one of the best teams in all of minor league baseball. With so many good hitting prospects out there, several of them have been called up now. And Modesto finding themselves in the second place spot in the second half standings. But you played them, Lake Elsinore. They're always a tough team to play this year. On top of that first. And now Carlos Ray pulls that one, and Mesa will be hit in the back, and bases will now be loaded. And the Inland Empire this year, they've been more of a team that's just been looking to spoil things, and that's kind of what they did against Rancho in the end of May heading into June. So bases will be loaded. It will bring up Samuel Munoz to the plate, who was 1-for-2 in the ballgame with a single and a flyout. And Munoz has been one of the best hitters against Visalia this season. Munoz 11 hits against the Rawhide. That's the second most on this team. The only player with more. Pitch on the way from Carlos Ray, and that one's fouled backwards, and the count is now 0-1. Only player with more hits, Jordan Thompson, who was called up recently to Great Lakes. 0-1 pitch on the way, fouled backwards, and the count's now 0-2. Thompson had 13 hits, Samuel Munoz with 11, the only two players with double-figure hits against this Rawhide team. Ray will steer down Samuel Munoz. No balls, two strikes, one away. And this ball, he gets a piece of it, fouls it off to the left side. Mesa will... Munoz will step out and get ready for the pitch from Ray. 0-2 with one down. A double play would get him out of the inning. That pitch outside for ball one. And Adrian DeLeon quickly gets up, fakes the throw down to first. And Jose Mesa nearly stumbles back over to first base, despite Marte not holding him on. 1-2 with one down. In the bottom of the fourth, Rancho trying to get back the run that they allowed. And a chance to turn two, four, six, three, inning-ending double play. And Carlos Ray fired up after that one. The twin-killing DP gets Ray through the fourth inning. And we head to the top of the fifth. Rawhide 1, Quakes 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SaintLeoRawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Cameron Decker. We do it for Rancho and come back. Flip the scorecard to the other side. It would be Modifi Marte, Jefferson Pena, Yansel Luis here in the top of the fifth inning. Pena so far in this ballgame 0-1 with the strikeout looking in his last at bat. And kind of a half swing there. He'll foul it backwards and the count's now 1-1. One ball, one strike here to Jefferson Pena. It remains Lennon on the mound for the Quakes. And that one's pulled outside for ball two, 2-1. Talked about Visalia's upcoming schedule. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they'll play three games in Visalia this upcoming weekend before having two games off. Pena grounds this one up the middle. It'll be fielded by the shortstop, Wilman Diaz. He'll throw to first in time, one down. Brings up Yansel Luis to the plate. 2 days off, Sunday and Monday, before they play the Stockton Ports for a six-game series up north at Banner Island Ballpark. And then they'll have the 4 days off for the All-Star break before returning to Lone Martin Field July 19th through the 21st. Luis will take that pitch outside for ball one, 1-0. Play at Inland Empire for six games following the return to baseball after the All-Star break. And then they'll welcome home the San Jose Giants to end July and begin August. Luis will foul this one off to the left side, and the count will now move to 1-1. Yansel Luis in this ballgame 0-2. And ground out to short back in the first, and a strikeout swinging in his last at-bat. And Luis now is swinging a miss. We'll make the count 1-2. Luis, 11 hits versus Rancho team. That's fourth most for this Rawhide club. 1-2 pitch on the way. Luis fouls it back to the left side. And entering the day, looking at the left-handed batters, he thought that maybe it was a good chance for Luis to get some hits early. And 20 hits against left-handed pitchers entering the day. It was the most by any player on this Rawhide team. However, Wyatt Kroll sat him down both times he faced him. And now the first meeting against the new pitcher, Sean Lennon, will be a strikeout as well. Two down in the inning. So Lennon now two strikeouts in the ballgame. We'll bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. Torin 0-2 in the ballgame with a 4-3 ground out and a strikeout looking. Torin now 0-5 in the series, and he takes that pitch outside for ball one, 1-0. Torin last week against Inland Empire was batting 8-21. And that pitch is outside for a ball, including a 3-6 game last Saturday, where Torin had two singles, a double, and two runs scored. It's one of his best games in recent memory, and definitely the best outing of the series for Torin. Lennon's pitch misses outside for ball three, 3-0. Green looking to get Visalia a two-out base runner and hand it off to meet Dimitro Crisantes. Here's Lalonde's pitch. Low ball four, so Torino will draw a walk. And just like mentioned, a two-out base runner for Dimitro Crisantes. That walk for Torino, his 48th of the season, a team-leading walk in that category. Crisantes 1-for-2 in the ballgame with a single, a stolen bag, and a run. And Lanon will have a pickoff attempt at first, where Torino will dive back very easily back into first base. Crisantes currently rides a now 8-game hitting streak thanks to that hit in the fourth. That's tied for the fifth longest active hitting streak in the league. Going 1-2 way here to Dimitro Crisantes, looking for a hit right here and making another multi-hit game on the season. And he'll send that one into center field, dropping quickly. Samuel Munoz will dive, and he'll drop for a base hit. Going over to the third is Torino. He'll be held up there. Crisantes will slide into second base. What an effort by Samuel Munoz. But the ball drops for a hit. It'll be Visalia's third of the ball game, and Crisantes has his second hit of the game. And two outs with two runners in scoring position brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. So Angel Ortiz will step up to the plate. 0-for-1 here in the ballgame with a strikeout swinging back in the second inning. A glance to third. Here's the pitch. That one's in there for a strike. It's now 0-1. Angel Ortiz, an 8-game hitting streak. It's tied for the second longest active hitting streak in the league. No one pitch from Lalonde to Ortiz. And that one's a swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. The count is now 0-2. Ortiz, along with that hitting streak, currently rides a 4-game RBI streak. That's tied for the third longest streak in the league. No balls, two strikes, two away. Ortiz batting 283, looking for RBI number 29. Lalonde's pitch, upstairs, ball one. He's already worked out of a jam once in this ball game. Bases loaded, was able to get a ground out to Modifi Marte to end the fourth. One ball, two strikes, two away. Angel Ortiz bats from the left side, the left on right matchup. Lalonde continues to look at third base before his pitch, and Ortiz gets a piece of it and fouls it backwards. Look at Ortiz so far this year with runners in scoring position. He's batting 280 with 22 RBIs. 50 at-bats. Ortiz once again will dig in. Drew a walk on Lalonde. The last time he faced him, he was the first batter that Lalonde faced. One ball, two strikes, two away. Here's the deal. Ortiz once again fouling off to the left side. Not making it easier for Lalonde to get through this frame right here. Back-to-back foul balls from Angel Ortiz. 1-2, a two-way. Here's the pitch. Ortiz, swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. And the inning will come to a conclusion. And Sean Lalonde will strike out two batters and get himself out of the inning. One hit, no runs, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're halfway through at Lone Mart Field. Rancho 1, Visalia 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the bottom of the fifth inning where Cameron Decker will lead things off. First pitch on the way is outside for ball number one, and Carlos Rey's ball game will officially come to a conclusion after three and a third innings of work. The new pitcher in the ballgame will be Matthew Linsky, his deal. And that one's in there for a strike, one and one. So Carlos Rey, three and a third, four hits, no earned runs, walked two, struck out a pair as well. Linsky will steer down Cameron Decker for the first time today. A swing and a miss, and the count is now one and two. Pitching change brought to you by ResCon Pest Control. Protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Linsky's deal swung on and missed. And Linsky comes into the ballgame, throws four pitches, and is able to sit down Cameron Decker, and there's one down here in the frame. Let's go through the numbers here for here in 2024 for Matthew Linsky. Started off the year in the Arizona Complex League, pitched in three games, did not allow an earned run. However, here in 2024 through eight games with Visalia, a 0.71 ERA, and that pitch is low for ball one, 1-0. 19 strikeouts, 7 walks, or 12 and two-thirds innings of work. That one fouled off to the right side. The last earned run that Linsky has allowed, you have to go back to May 30th against Inland Empire in a ball game where he gave up one earned run in one inning of work. It was just his second game in a Rawhide uniform. It's the only time this season that he's given up an earned run. Linsky's pitch is outside for ball two, 2-1. Alexander Abuertas at the plate, 1-for-2 in the ball game. An RBI single back in the first. Last time out, he flew out to right field. And this time, he'll pop it up on the middle infield. Who is going to call it off? Somebody needs to. It's going to drop in for a hit. Grisantes will throw to first. However, it's going to be runner's interference called against Alexander Abuertas. And as a result, Visalia will get bailed out of that nasty situation. And there's now two down here in the inning. So Abuertas is out on the dropped pop-up on the infield. And now brings up Sean McClain to the plate. Pitch from Linsky, breaking ball inside for ball one, 1-0. Linsky's so far second year in the Diamondbacks organization. In 2023, he spent time in the Complex League and just one game out in Hillsboro, where he pitched an inning of work in that outing and struck out a pair. Two balls, no strikes, two away. Foul off to the right side, and the count is now 2-1. Rancho out-hitting Visalia 7-3. However, both teams knotted up here in the bottom of the fifth. 2-1 pitch on the way for Matthew Linsky, and that one is swung on and foul tipped, and the count is now 2-2. Andrew D. Garner said he has three pitchers already in this ballgame. Denny LaRonda, who got the start, he went 2/3 of an inning. Carlos Ray went 3 1/3. And then Matthew Linsky now. Expect him to go 2-3 and get this game into the seventh inning before the Ride can start to get to the closing frame. 2-2 pitch on the way. Strike three called. And Matthew Linsky, bottom of the zone, faces the minimum. Three up, three down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And we head to inning number 6 at Lone Mart Field. Visalia 1, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Well, back to Ride Baseball. Top 6 we go. Drew Jones will lead things off. Jones, Adrian DeLeon, Anderson, Rojas were all knotted up at 1 apiece in a series that's featured quite a bit of runs here in the first two ball games. Visalia put in 13 last night. A combined 17 runs in last night's game. And then in game 1, a combined 11 runs. So series at 28 runs in two games. Drew Jones will get ready for the first pitch, and he'll take that one inside for strike number 1. 4 home runs on the season for Drew Jones. However, those 4 home runs have all been at Valley Strong Ballpark. Does that change here tonight? 0-1 pitch on the way. He'll take that one low for a ball, and the count is now 1-1. And here in the top of the sixth inning, we'll go through the scores around the California League. Lanon remains in the ballgame, getting ready for pitch number 44. High chopper over to third. Tries to take it off a hop, and Alexander Abuerta is unable to field it, and Drew Jones will get his second hit of the ballgame, showing off the speed. Abuerta was aware of it, tries to take the ball off the hop, which is not an easy play to make, and the ball just skins off the right off the left thumb. And now we'll bring up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. At a Diamond Stadium in Lake Elstor, the Inland Empire 66ers currently lead over the Storm 4-0. Inland Empire tacked on four runs in the top of the second inning to give them their current lead. Here's a pitch, and DeLeon tries to go opposite field. So if the results stay there and a Visalia win, they would give them a two-game lead over first place. As both Lake Elstor and Rancho currently one game back, 0-1 with no outs. Here's a pitch from Lanon to DeLeon, and he sends that one into center field, and that one's going to drop in for a base hit. Drew Jones is thinking he's going to go to third base. He'll get there standing, and runners on the corners with no outs. We'll bring up Anderson Rojas to the plate. And Drew was halfway, and once he realized that Samuel Munoz didn't have a play on it, that's when he picked up the speed and goes all the way to third. So now you got Anderson Rojas, who's 0-2 in the ballgame, and looking to make some action happen right here. So corner will play in. It's Alexander Obuertes. Anderson Rojas, first pitch. He'll send that one into left field. Will it be enough to score Drew Jones? Mesa will make the grab. Here comes the throw, and Jones will be held up at third base. Not deep enough to score Drew from third, and it remains a 1-1 ball game with one away. Modifi Marte will step up to the plate. Visalia trying to put the ball into the corners, as they often do with runners in scoring position in less than two outs. It doesn't work in that occasion, but Modifi Marte, mentioned earlier, the RBI leader against Rancho, and he'll drop that one in for a base hit. It'll be his 11th RBI against Rancho this season. Drew Jones will score. DeLeon's going to go to third, and he'll slide safely into third base. A good throw by the right fielder, Juan Alonso, and somehow DeLeon is able to acrobatically dive out of the way of that pitch, out of the throw, and runners on the corners here. Brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. Jefferson Pena's first pitch. He sends that one into left field, but it will drop into the glove of Wilman Diaz. So now two down in the frame. And Yancel Luis 0-3 in the ballgame will look for his first hit. For a moment, it looked like another flare shot for Visalia to give them a two-run lead. But instead, Wilman Diaz retreated out into the outfield grass to make the grab. First pitch on the way to Yancel Luis, and he'll send that one into center field, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. An RBI base knock for Luis. It's his 34th RBI of the season, and Visalia now leads this game by two runs. It's 3-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Luis now 1-for-4 in the ballgame. So Christopher Torin will step up to the plate. Currently 0-2 in the ball game after he walked in his last at bat. One ball, no strikes, two down. And Visalia, after they were static, nothing producing in the first three frames, they've found ways to get aboard since then. And that pitch is low for ball one. They've had at least five batters step up to the plate in the fourth, fifth, and now sixth inning. With Terrain being the seventh batter of the inning. And now the catcher, Carlos Rojas, will make his way out to speak with Sean Lennon. Carlos Rojas just trying to make sure that the two of them are on the same page. If 4. He'll make his way back behind the plate. By Saley, who was out hit earlier just 2 innings ago, 7-3. Have now tied it up 7 hits apiece and lead this ball game 3-1. 2 balls, no strikes, 2 away. Lanon looks at second before his pitch, and Taurine rips his ball into left field, and it is foul. The hardest hit ball of the road trip for Taurine, and he just misses it. Turns on that ball, and the count is now 2-1. Ball would have gone out in less than 2 seconds if it were a homer. And instead, it remains runners on first and second. Here's the pitch to Taurine. It's outside for ball 3-1. Taurine, 3 home runs on the season. All 3 of them have been into left field this year. A poolside hitter, no doubt. His 3-1 pitch popped up. Charging in is the third baseman, Albuertas. Carlos Rojas will pop off the mask, and that one's going to drop. So what should have been an inning-ending pop-out will now make the count 3-2. Let's see if what Taurine can make with it right here. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Both runners will be in motion. Demetrio Crisantes awaits on deck. Long pause. Payoff pitch on the way. Inside, ball 4. Bases loaded. And here comes Crisantes to the plate, who's got 2 hits here in the game. Demetrio 2-for-3 in this ball game. The only time he's been out is a 5-3 groundout that ended the first inning. Pause here before the deal to Crisantes, and I'll take that one down the middle for strike number 1. 29 games in the Complex League before arriving in Visalia. He was batting above 350 in his time in the ACL. Crisantes' 2-hit game is now the 7th time this season that he's done that, and he'll send that one into left field to make it his 3rd hit of the ball game. Marte will score. Here comes Luis. Taurine will go to 3rd. Crisantes will slide into 2nd base, and he is out there, but it is a 2-run RBI single for Demetrio Crisantes, and Visalia now leads this ball game 5-1, heading into the bottom of the 6th inning. The Rawhide Tech on 4. 3 runs in the frame, and we head to the bottom of the 6th. Rawhide 5, Quakes 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369
a month. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go.
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the 4th for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
We were tied up at one apiece heading into the top of the sixth inning. And Visalia attacks on four runs and outlays this ballgame 5-1. Juan Alonso will step up to the plate. Visalia brings up eight batters to the plate in that top half of the frame where they attack on four runs on five hits and one left on base. And now Matthew Linsky's pitch is on the outside corner for strike number two. Juan Alonso, Carlos Rojas, Gerald Perez, that is 8-9-1, do up for the Quakes here in this inning. Linsky looking for his third strikeout of the ball game, and he's going to do that right there. Swing and a miss, strike three. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And to bring up Carlos Rojas to the plate, who's 2-for-2 in the ballgame. Bottom of the sixth inning, it gives us a chance to go through the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out in the Complex League. The ACL D-backs, who are 28-15, currently tied 3-3 in the top of the sixth inning against the ACL Rockies. Meanwhile, out in Hillsboro, they're currently just finishing up the third inning in a 0-0 ball game. Out in the AA level, the Midland Rockhounds defeat the Amarillo Sod Poodles, final score 4-1. Lastly, at the AAA level, in the top of the fourth in Sacramento, the Rivercats and Reno Aces tied up 0-0. Blake Snell making a rehab appearance for the Sacramento Rivercats. 1-1 pitch on the way. This ball lifted into right field. Angel Ortiz races backwards. He'll put up his glove, but he won't be able to make the grab. He'll pick it up at the warning track, and Carlos Rojas is now 3-for-3 in the ballgame with two singles and a double. Third Rancho double of the ballgame. Brings up Gerald Perez to the plate. So Matthew Linsky had sat down four straight batters checking into the ballgame, and Rojas breaks that up. And now we go back to the top of the order for Gerald Perez, who's 0-for-2 in his last two at-bats. Last score to get to out at Dodger Stadium. The L.A. Dodgers currently lead over the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-1. One-out pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike 0-1. Yesterday, the Dodgers walking on off on Paul Sewald. Now the Dodgers lead in the top of the second inning. However, Arizona does have runners on the corners with two away. No balls and a strike with one down. Linsky's pitch. And that one is just below the knees for ball one, 1-1. Bottom of the sixth here for the Quakes. And pitch to Gerald Perez is upstairs for a ball. The count is now 2-1. Gerald Perez, one of two Dodgers named to the Futures game in Arlington in 2 weeks' time. And now he'll swing and miss, and the count's now 2-2. Gerald Perez currently batting .283 with eight home runs. Both of those lead this Rancho team. And quite a few other notable names to go through in the Futures game we'll go through here in a moment. 2-2 pitch on the way from Linsky. And that one's fouled off to the right side. Other notable players around the National League, Tamar Johnson with the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's currently in high A with the Greensboro Grasshoppers. The fourth overall pick in 2022 out of Atlanta, Georgia. I talked to Drew Jones yesterday about what it meant to be selected to the Futures game along with Johnson, and he said they're actually best friends. They played against each other quite a bit growing up in Georgia. 2-2 pitch on the way. Outside ball three. So the count goes full. So two top five picks. And two kids from GA will get to play out in Arlington together. 3-2 with one away. Runner on second is Carlos Rojas. Here's a payoff pitch. Ground ball to the left side and foul. And the foul balls continue to rain on for Rancho here in this ballgame. Other players representing the National League, Ethan Salas, Robbie Snelling. We're representing San Diego with the Ethan Salas last year, making it up to as high as Double-A San Antonio before he started the year off with Single-A with Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Perez grounds it over to the left side. And that'll be the second out of the inning. Brings up Wilman Diaz to the plate. James Wood, a former San Diego Padre farm system player. He's representing the Nationals now. He made his debut on Monday with the Nats. He's currently the top-ranked prospect in the Washington organization. Made his debut against the New York Mets on Monday, where he went 1-for-4. So first game, first major league hit. He's now played in 3 games. Two-out pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. James Wood batting 143 in those first 3 games out at Citi Field. James Wood was a part of that massive trade in 2022 that brought Juan Soto from D.C. to San Diego. 0-1 pitch from Linsky. Fouled off to the right side, and the count is now 0-2. Among the players that with James Wood, it was Robert Hassel, C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, Luke Voigt. Two of those three names mentioned, C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore, both important pieces with the Nationals right now. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Here's a pitch from Linsky. Swung on and missed, strike 3. And the inning will come to a conclusion. So Linsky's up to 4 strikeouts on the ball game, and he's able to get through the 6th inning scoreless. 1 hit, no runs, no errors. 1 runner left on second. We head to the 7th inning here at Lone Mart Field. Visalia leads Rancho 5-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
To the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of 2 in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
There are only 3 things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the 7th inning. Angel Ortiz will lead things off. First pitch on the way is outside for ball 1-1-0. Ortiz, the only batter to not bat in that 6th inning. Manny on the ball game here is Sean Lennon. And Ortiz gets a piece of it, fouls it to the left side. Will there be enough room for Albuertes? There will. And he'll make the grab on the apron for out number 1. Brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Speaking of Drew Jones, one of 2 Rawhide players representing the Arizona Diamondbacks in the 2024 Futures game. Drew Jones, the 80th ranked prospect according to Major League Baseball. And meanwhile, the other player representing the D-backs will be Davison De Los Santos. And the infielder with the Reno Aces. Bunt sign shown for Jones. He's able to pull it back. De Los Santos, the 14th ranked prospect in the D-backs organization, currently leads all of minor league baseball, 26 home runs and 12 home runs in the Pacific Coast League. One ball, no strikes, one away. Mentioned that interview earlier with when Jones talking about Johnson. Bunt sign shown, but he's able to pull it back. And the count is now 2-0. And Jones mentioned super grateful for the opportunity to represent the Diamondbacks organization. Mentioned looking forward to going to Arlington and playing with some of the best prospects in all of Major League Baseball. That pitch is outside corner for strike number one. Drew Jones will be the first outfielder to represent the Diamondbacks since 2022. It was Corbin Carroll that year. And the 2-1 pitch on the way. Jones fouls it backwards. Counts out 2-2. And Corbin Carroll, obviously the 2023 National League Rookie of the Year. And trying to follow into those footsteps, hopefully here in the next 2-3 years. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Here's a pitch to Drew. Swung on and missed. And he'll be the second out of the inning. First time today that Drew will be sat down. And it brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. Finish up the topic on the Futures game. Another player out of the American League is Brooks Lee, representing the Minnesota Twins, the number 13th ranked prospect in all of Major League Baseball. The top-ranked prospect in the Minnesota Twins organization. Two-out pitch on the way. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. He was the 8th overall pick in 2022. Dealt with a couple injuries in 22. And so far in the month of June with St. Paul, he was batting .361 with a slash line .432, .667. Royce Lewis earlier today getting placed on the IL, so Brooks Lee getting his call up to the Minnesota Twins. A California kid from San Luis Obispo spent his college playing days at Cal Poly. Plenty of other notable names, but those were kind of the names I want to mention, especially on the National League side. And you can look at that whole Futures game roster, and there are plenty of interesting storylines and scouting reports you could look at. 0-2 pitch on the way to DeLeon. That one's upstairs for a ball. And the count is now 1-2. Last year, Jordan Lawler with AA Amarillo had a chance to represent the Diamondbacks organization. One ball, two strikes, two away. Here's the pitch to DeLeon. It's a bit inside, and the count is now 2-2. Adrian DeLeon will get ready for the 2-2 pitch. And DeLeon will take that one in the inside corner, strike three. And Sean Lennon comes in the top of the seventh inning and sits down the side in order, including a pair of strikeouts, and it is time to stretch here at Lone Mart Field. Visalia 5, Quakes 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Hospitals in California and one of two in the valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here in the bottom of the seventh inning. It'll be Jose Mesa, Samuel Munoz, Cameron Decker, 3, 4, and 5 due up. First pitch swinging, sailed into center field. Drew Jones up at the wall, and it will drop for a base hit. Drew Jones got a glove on it, but he was unable to haul it in, and it's a leadoff double from Jose Mesa on new pitcher Hayden Dirk. Drew Jones, he made his 2023 MILB Defensive Play of the Year Award on a play just like that. And I thought for a split moment we're going to have a flashback of that right here on July 3rd. And instead, Jones on the collision with the wall, the ball drops down, but a great effort by the Rawhide center fielder. So now you have Samuel Munoz stepping up to the plate. And the first pitch on the way is in there for a strike, 0-1. Let's go through the numbers for Matthew Linsky. The third arm used by manager D. Garner. He goes through two innings of work, two hits, no runs, and four strikeouts. 0-1 pitch fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 0-2. So Hayden Dirk will be the fourth arm in the relay race and look to anchor things down here for the final nine outs. No balls, two strikes, no outs. Here's the deal. This one's lifted into center field once again. It's a lot easier for Drew Jones this time. Tagging up at second is Mesa. He'll hold up there, and the ball gets past Crisantes, but Hayden Dirk, playing in a spot behind third, will make the grab. There's one away. That'll bring Cameron Decker to the plate in a ball game where he is 1-for-2. Let's go through the numbers for Hayden Dirk in 2024. 2-0 with a 1.78 ERA, making his 25th appearance of the year. And that one's in there for a strike. It's now 0-1. Opponents currently batting 147 against him. Last time we saw Dirk was on Sunday night, where he went an inning and two-thirds. And that pitch bit inside for ball one. D. Gardner tried to use him for the six-out save. He got five of them before he was pulled out of the ballgame, and Alexis Libano checked into the ballgame and tallied the third save of the season. I should say second save of the season. One of three Rawhide pitchers, two saves. There we go. 1-1 pitch, grounded to left side. Crisantes will field. He'll give a look at second first. Marte had to go up the bag, and then he had to apply the tag. And it's now the second out of the inning on the 5-3 ground out. Brings up Alexander Abuertas to the plate. Alexander Abuertas at the plate. 1-for-3 in this ballgame. Last time up, he had a pop-up over to the middle of the infield in front of the mound. And it ended up dropping. However, he was called for batter's interference. And as a result of it, Matthew Linsky went 3-up, 3-down and sent it to the sixth inning. 1-ball, no strikes, 2-away. Hayden Dirk working with a runner in scoring position. And pause at the belt. Here's the deal. A breaking ball grounded to the left side. Torino will backhand. He'll throw to first base right on the target. And the inning will come to a conclusion. So despite a leadoff double from Jose Mesa, Hayden Dirk goes 3-up, 3-down and sends this ball game to the eighth inning. Visalia leads Rancho 5-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
To a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the top of the eighth inning where Anderson Rojas will step up to the plate. First pitch on the way, that's a slider, and he clips the outside corner 0-1. Anderson Rojas bats out of the 7 spot. It's 7, 8, and 9, due up for Visalia. 5-1 ball game. Visalia is scoring a bulk of the runs in the sixth. 4 runs on 5 hits. Their second five-hit inning of the season. 1-ball, 1-strike, no outs. Ladon remains in the ballgame. He's been in since the fourth. And Rojas will watch that one clip the zone for strike one. There is an arm warming up in the Rancho bullpen out at left field. 1-ball, 2-strikes, no outs. And pitch on the way from Ladon to Rojas. A swing and a miss. Rojas will be struck out, make it 3 straight strikeouts for Lanon. He's now up to 6 strikeouts on the ball game, 11 in total, including starting pitcher Wyatt Kroll, who had 5 punch-outs to begin the first 3 innings. Leodifi Marte, so far he is 1-for-3 tonight with a single in the sixth, a ground out and a pop out. Marte, watch that one going there for a strike, and the count is now 0-1. Rancho out hitting Visalia 9-8 in this final game of the mini 3-game homestand. And for Visalia, we'll get a set of 3 at home. 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike. The count is now 0-2. And Zeefe recorded his team-leading 11th RBI against Rancho in his last at-bat. Expanded his hitting streak to 8 straight games, which is also top 5 in the California League. So not a bad occurrence for his hit in the last time he came up to the plate. 0-2 with one down. That pitch is upstairs for a ball, and the count is now 1-2. Hayden Dirk checked in the bottom half of the 7th inning. How long does he go? Can he get 9 outs? It would be a question mark to try to figure out as this ball game comes to a conclusion. The ball flown into center field, and underneath it is Samuel Munoz for out number 2. It's now 5 straight batters retired here from relief pitcher Sean Lennon. Jefferson Pena 0-for-3 in this ball game. He struck out looking in his last at-bat. His first at-bat in the third. And since then, he's grounded out and he's flown out. Pena looking for his first hit of the ball game. Lennon trying to send this to the bottom of the eighth. And that pitch outside for ball 1-0. One and oh with two down. Lennon looks at Jefferson Pena. And it's a swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. The count's now 1-1. Jefferson Pena has also been a guy who has been able to get some stolen bags on occasion. 7 on the year. That's tied with Drew Jones entering the day. And that pitch is outside for ball 2-2-1. Trying to mount a two-out rally here with Visalia tried to do earlier in this ball game. A 2-1 pitch on the way to Pena. And he lifts that one into left field. Racing over is the left fielder, Mesa. And he'll have enough time to make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So for back-to-back innings, Sean Lennon is able to retire the side in order, including another strikeout to his name. He's got 6 on the night. And Hayden Dirk will march his way back out to the mound to get ready to go in the bottom of the 8th inning. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Sean McClain due up here in the bottom of the 8th inning. It will be the bottom of the Rancho order. Sean McClain, Juan Alonso, Carlos Rojas. Hayden Dirk remains on the mound for his second inning of work, and that pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. So talked about, will Hayden Dirk get the final 9 outs of this ball game? It will be a tall task to ask. Hayden Dirk, his longest outing of the year has been 2 innings of work, and he's done that 8 separate times this season. Ground ball up the middle. Terrain charges in. He'll scoop it up off the dirt. He'll toss to first base in time. And there's one down here in the inning. The 4 straight batters retired here by Hayden Dirk. after giving up the leadoff double, and it brings up Juan Alonso to the plate. Alonso 0-3 yesterday, 0-3 today. However, he did have three home runs in the month of June, which was tied for the second most on this Rancho club. Upcoming pitch on the way, and that one is inside for a ball, 1-0. The only other players with more home runs were Jordan Thompson, who had four. Two balls, no strikes, one away. Juan Alonso trying to hand it off to Carlos Rojas with at least some sort of offense cooking. Anel Ortiz will run over to right, and it's going to drop foul into the Rawhide bullpen and bounce into the parking lot, so the count's now 2-1. Azalea looking to take a 2-1 series lead over Rancho, an inch closer to evening up the season series. It was pretty close all the way to the final week in 2023, where Rancho took 4 out of 6 against Visalia. 3-1 pitch on the way, grounded backwards, and counts out 3-2. The win from Visalia today would make them trail by just one game, 7-8. They got to find a way to record these final five outs that have been difficult at times for the latter end of this Rawhide bullpen. A pitch fouled backwards, 3-2. In between innings, Sam Knowlton was thrown against the wall out in right field. He's been one of the closers for this Rawhide team along with Edgar Isaya, but we saw Isaya in last night's ball game, so he won't pitch today. 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed. And Hayden Dirk has another strikeout right here. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So with Dirk's strikeout, Visalia pitching is now up to 7 punchouts on the game. Carlos Rojas now will take the pitch, and that one's at the knees for strike number one. Rojas, a 3-for-3 ball game, entered the day on a 7-game hitting streak. And trying to make it 4-for-4 right here. 0-1 fouled backwards, and that was just getting the hands on it, really. As timing was off there. Just gets it off the edge of the bat, fouls it backwards. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Hayden Dirk looking to sit down the side in order, and this one's fouled off to the right side. Up in the crowd, a very nice crowd on hand here at Lone Mart Field tonight. Not very many open seats as they get ready for their 4th of July fireworks. You'll get a chance to see yours tomorrow night at Valley Strong Ballpark. And still buy tickets now at VisaliaRawhide.com. 0-2 pitch on the way is bounced in for a ball. Hayden Dirk trying to go off speed and make Carlos Rojas chase after it. But instead, a good eye there and watches it miss for ball one. One, two count from Hayden Dirk. And that one is fouled backwards. Just off the edge of the glove of Adrian DeLeon. Rojas gets on base. It'd go back to the top of the order for Gerald Perez, who is 1-for-4 here in the ballgame. Gerald Perez the hit. Wilman Diaz, who is in the hole, he's had one as well. And now Dirk misses upstairs for ball two. Dirk trying to go upstairs, just above the letters, trying to make Rojas go after it, but instead sails it a bit too high. 2-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball to the left side. It's one thing you got to give a lot of credit here to Rancho tonight. Foul pitches. They have done such a great job at it, forcing these pitchers to work for their strikeouts and making the defense play behind the pitcher. 2-2, a two-way. Here's the pitch to Dirk. And that one is low for ball three, 3-2 to Carlos Rojas. Hayden Dirk was ahead in this count, 0-2. Before a foul ball. And now the payoff pitch on the way once again, fouled off to the left side. Just Imagine so frustrating for these Rawhide pitchers. We saw earlier a 13-pitch at-bat to Cameron Decker ultimately go in favor of the Quakes first baseman. Payoff pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And Hayden Dirk gets his second strikeout of the ballgame, and he retires the side in order and sends his ballgame to the top of the ninth inning. Visalia 5, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh shoot, make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the top of the ninth inning. A ball game where Visalia leads 5-1. Yontel Luis, a hard hit shot to the right side. Cameron Decker unable to field it, and it will go down as Visalia's ninth hit of the ball game. And the second hit of the game for Yontel Luis. Back-to-back at-bats where he's got a base hit. And base hit brought to you by Gus's Body Shop. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. Torin will step up to the plate, 0-for-2 in the ball game. Alvarez's last two at plate appearances have been walks. Now that pitch is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. And the ball bounced off of the glove of Cameron Decker and slipped into outfield, and now Luis is in motion. It's a hit and run. Luis is going to go over to third. It sneaks into outfield for a base hit. And Luis will get there standing at third, and Visalia has runners on the corners with no outs. It's a top two in the Rawhide order, not getting a base hit. And right there, Luis is put in motion, and Torin's main objective is put the bat on the ball. It's exactly what he does. And the infield going to cover the steal opens up the right side of the infield. McLean has his foot on second, and the ball sneaks into outfield. And now brings up Demetrio Crisantes, who's 3-for-4 in the ball game, looking for his fourth hit of the ball game. First pitch on the way, fouls it off to the right side, 0-1. Crisantes looking for his third four-hit game in a Rawhide uniform. Torin in motion. Throw down a second. They're going to send Yontel Luis home, and he'll dive home, and he's gunned out at home plate. The double steal does not work out. It gets Torin into scoring position, but Luis is out at home, and there's one down here in the inning. So Torin at second now. The 1-1 pitch on the way from the new pitcher, Wyland Santana. And that pitch is inside for ball two, 2-1. So Sean Lennon's ball game comes to a conclusion after 4 2/3. He gives up 7 hits, 4 earned runs, and he strikes out 6 batters. The 2-1 pitch on the way from Santana is fouled backwards, and the count is now 2-2. Pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Santana's pitch to Crisantis is inside for ball 3-2. Vasily out hitting Rancho, 10 hits to 9. Due up in the top in the bottom half of the ninth inning will be Gerald Perez, Wilman Diaz, Jose Mesa. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Here's the payoff pitch, and it's in there for strike 3. Demetrio Crisantis threw the bat, and he was ready to undo the equipment, and instead he struck out, and there's 2 down in the inning. So bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. And we're talking about Wylan Santana in 2024. This is his 13th game that he's appeared in. He's 0-3 with a 9.0 ERA. He struck out 16 batters and walked 15. And now this pitch fouled off to the right side. It is now 0-1. Angel Ortiz looking to extend the hitting streak to 9 straight games. Second longest in the league. And he's down to his final at-bat. 0-1 pitch on the way. Fouled off to the left side. The count is now 0-2. Drew Jones awaits on deck. He's 2-for-3 in the ballgame. Rawhide trying to make this game out of slam range. Sam Nolden is warming up in the Rawhide pen. And this pitch is fouled off to the left side once again. Two arms currently up for Visalius. Sam Nolden is one of them. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Just outside of a save opportunity in a 4-run game. Here's the pitch to Ortiz, grounded to the right side. Charging in is McLean. He'll toss to first, and the inning will come to a conclusion. And we head to the bottom of the ninth inning where Rancho will look to preserve this ball game. Gerald Perez, Wilman Diaz, Jose Mesa do up in the bottom of the ninth. Visalia leads Rancho 5-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of 2 in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number one, .com.
Visalia trying to have a nice 3.5 hour drive home after this ball game with a win on their face, but they got to get three more outs to seal the deal. First pitch on the way is in there for strike number one. It's Gerald Perez, Wilman Diaz, Jose Mesa, the top of the Quakes order within Grand Slam range. And Perez, a swing and the miss. The count is now 0-2. And it's going to be Alexis Libano who's going to check in the ballgame for Visalia. It'll be the fifth arm used by manager D. Garner. 0-2 pitch on the way is upstairs for ball one, 1-2. So Hayden Dirk's ball game is done after two innings, one hit, strikes out two batters. Visalia has eight combined strikeouts in the ball game, and Perez pops this one up, and it will go out of play. Alexis Libano, last time he pitched in a ball game was on Sunday night, and it was the same 1-2 punch, Hayden Dirk followed by Libano. 1-2 on the way, outside ball two, 2-2. Libano here in 2024 in save opportunities. He has two so far on the year in five appearances, and that one is low for ball three, 3-2. Talk about that save on Sunday night against Inland Empire where he came in and faced one batter, got the ground out to end the ball game. Now he's got a payoff pitch right here inside. Corner, strike three, called. Very tight and inside on Gerald Perez, and the home plate umpire Garrett Nelson will ring him up, and there's one down here in the inning. That's a call that goes either way, and in this occasion it goes in favor of the Rawhide right-hander. The only other save for Libano so far in 2024 was at this very exact ballpark on June 6th. And that pitch is outside for ball one. It ends up hitting the backstop. It's a ball game that went into 10 innings. In a ball game where Visalia would be booed off the field. Tensions raised in that ball game. 1-0 pitch on the way. Wilman Diaz, a big swing and a miss. Seeing the count as 1-1. There was a controversial strike three call in the bottom of the eighth inning. Words were exchanged. Both teams started walking out of the dugouts. Nothing arised from it. And pitches outside ball two. At the time, Jordan Chalas was pitching. And he had some words after getting out of both the eighth and the ninth. And then Libano checked in the bottom of the tenth inning and got his first save. Swing and a miss. Counts now 2-2 with one away. Libano to described it as one of the most nerve-wracking feelings he's had since playing baseball is that ball game. 2-2 pitch on the way. Upstairs, strike three called, and Wilman Diaz takes that one on the top of the strike zone. Back-to-back controversial strike three calls, and now Rancho's down to their final out in the form of Jose Mesa. So Gerald Perez striked out on an inside pitch on a 3-2 count. And this time Jose Mesa, right at the letters, maybe a little bit above, is called out. Two down in the frame. Here's a pitch swung on and missed. And the count is now 0-1. Denny Lorando started this ballgame. He only went two-thirds of an inning before getting checked out of the ballgame. Carlos Ray and the rest of the bullpen did their job to put the Rawhide into the position they're in right here. 1-1 with two away. Alexis Libano facing off against Mesa for the first time. Last time out, he doubled into center field off of the center field wall. 1-1 pitch. It's a breaker. It's in there for strike number two. And the Rancho fans continue to boo here as now Mesa will step out of the batter's box to reset. One ball, two strikes, two away. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And Alexis Libano will end the nine-game road trip with a strike three to Jose Mesa. And Visalia is going back to Valley Strong Ballpark, 2-1 here in the series. Final score, Visalia, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Rancho, 1 run, 9 hits, and no errors. and Visalia will go home with a happy road trip. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll go through the numbers of this ball game and get you ready for tomorrow's 4th of July game from Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. And the Rawhide are victorious for the second straight night. They defeat the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Final score 5-1. And let's go through this ball game. Visalia went down in order in the top of the first inning. Then in the bottom of the first, it was Gerald Perez who would lead things off with a double. It'd be Perez's first game back since Thursday of last week against the Lake Elsinore Storm. Two batters later, a single from Samuel Munoz. Three straight batters reach. One run comes home to score. And after the Alexander Albuertas RBI single, Denny Lorando would be checked out of the ballgame, and Carlos Rey would come into the ballgame and get a flyout to end the frame. So at the end of one, Visalia trailed 1-0. However, in the top of the fourth inning, Visalia would answer back. Wyatt Kroll, what a game he had. He faced 10 batters in three innings, and he allowed just one base runner to get on. It was Drew Jones on a four-pitch walk. But after Kroll was taken out of the ballgame, that's when the damage started to occur. It would be a single from Demetrio Crisantes with one out in the fourth. Kroll would be taken out of the ballgame. Two batters later, it would be an RBI single from Drew Jones. The RBI leader makes his name here in the ballgame and ties the ballgame up 1-1. It would be scoreless until the top of the sixth inning when Visalia would bring up eight batters to the plate. Five hits, four earned runs, one runner left on base. Odifi Marte with a RBI of his own as well. And that would be the big one in this ballgame. And after that, nobody would come home to score. Visalia pitching, however, would be a major part in this ballgame. Denny Lorando, 2 1/3 innings of work. Carlos Rey checks into the ballgame. And Matthew Linsky, he looked really well tonight. He had four strikeouts with only one hit allowed. Outside of Carlos Rey, Matthew Linsky, and Hayden Dirk, two hits combined between the two of them. Alexis Libano checks in the bottom of the ninth inning and strikes out all three batters he faces, including two looking. And the ball game comes to a conclusion. Final score, Visalia 5, Rancho Cucamonga 1. Matthew Linsky receives the win. Meanwhile, Sean Paul Lanon receives the loss. He's now 1-1. We'll step aside, take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and get you ready for tomorrow's Game 4 of the 6-game series. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Uno de los 20.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball on this Wednesday, July 3rd. Visalia 5-1 winners against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. And we move over to Diamond Stadium, and what a game. You turn on the, you open up the MILB app, Inland Empire 17-1 over Lake Elsinore right now at the moment. An 11-run fifth inning from Inland Empire on just 13 hits in this ballgame. They lead 17-1 over our LE. So after tonight's games, unless Lake Elsinore can put together over 17 runs to check back into the ballgame, Visalia is going to ride back at Valley Strong Ballpark with a two-game lead in the second half. Meanwhile, out at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, the Ports lead 3-1 over the San Jose Giants. And then lastly, in Modesto at John Thurman Field, the Nuts currently lead 6-3, headed into the top of the seventh inning. Meanwhile, around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, Hillsboro currently leads against Eugene 1-0 in the top of the seventh inning. Meanwhile, at the double-A level, the Midland Rockhounds lead over the Amarillo Sod Poodles 4-1. Lastly, at the AAA level, the Reno Aces currently lead over the Sacramento Rivercats 7-0. That game is currently in the top of the sixth inning. And then lastly, in Chavez Ravine at Dodgers Stadium, the Arizona Diamondbacks currently lead the LA Dodgers 5-4. That game is heading into the bottom of the fourth inning. Meanwhile, back here at Lone Mart Field, fireworks are going off in the background, and Visalia is going to have a happy drive back to Valley Strong Ballpark as they defeat the Quakes, final score 5-1. They improved to 6-3 on the 9-game road trip as they get ready for the final three games of this 12 straight games in 12 days. Tomorrow night's starting pitcher will be the left-hander, Nate Savino. He has not been great in his first two starts in a Rawhide uniform. He only went a third of an inning in his first outing. Last time out, he went two innings of work. So Savino is getting a little bit more depth. He dealt with a shoulder injury and a back injury after coming out of college. So he's still getting his pitch count up a little bit more. Meanwhile, on the other side of things, it'll be Cam Day, the former Utah Ute, on the mound. The right-hander, 21 years old, 6'2", 195. He is 2-3 in 14 games this season with a 5.26 ERA for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. So it'll be Day versus Savino for 4th of July baseball at Valley Strong Ballpark. First pitch scheduled at 7 p.m. And that means we'll be live on the air starting at 6:40 with Media Relations intern Justin Brown joining us for our Independence Day game. Meanwhile, here at Lone Mart Field, we'll wrap things up here on this Wednesday night. Final score, Visalia, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they have 1 run, 9 hits, no errors. Matthew Linsky receives a save, or receives a win, excuse me. He's 1-0 with a 0.61 ERA. Meanwhile, the losing pitcher for today's ball game is Sean Lennon. It took us 2 hours and 42 minutes to play today's ball game in front of a crowd of 4,473 fans. That's the most fans that have been here at Lone Mart Field when the Rawhide have been at Rancho Cucamonga here in 2024. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. Visalia will go home happy, 6-3 on the road trip and 5-1 winners. They lead the series 2-1, getting ready for game 4 tomorrow night. So until we talk tomorrow night at 6:30 right here at VisaliaRawhide.com, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.